So the title of the message it's called Old-Fashioned Obedience. Now, I got various scriptures there because I've got some ahead of John 14, 21, but if you'll permit me, I'll read out the New King James tonight because I want it to be clear in plain English for you. But when we look at this, obedience is something, of course, that we all sometimes lack. We all are sometimes disobedient. And it's not all the time, but it's at times. But one thing you'll notice as, especially in the times we live in today, children of all things, you know, children go to a place like a Walmart or a Target or something like that and watch how children behave and, or rather misbehave. And that's usually what you're going to see. You're going to see a lot of disobedience going on to the parents, and not just to parents, but it follows on through further, even unto the elders. And so this is about learning to pray scriptures with an emphasis on obedience for us. So obedience. So more adults are now living in disobedience because they read the scriptures sometimes, those that do, they read the scriptures, but they don't follow it. That's why James had to say, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Because there's some people who just simply want to hear it, and that's it. That's as far as they go with it. And that's why I'm so glad for your Bible study. You know, keep it up, keep it up. The more of the word of God you can do, the better. But in this one particular scripture that we're going to start our first prayer, God gave King Saul some specific instructions. I won't give you the whole background, but he gave him some specific instructions when he was going to end this in this battle. But Saul, and isn't it just like us, you know, we think we can improve upon on what God has told us to do. We think we can improve upon it. So we're going to do things our way. I mean, you know, include what God said, but we're going to add to it. And we're not going to follow exactly God's instructions. Well, that was man's wisdom getting in the way. And so the prophet Samuel was sent to reprimand Saul. In fact, Saul was no longer going to be king after this. So the first scripture I want to put up here, and like I said, we're going to pray this scripture, and I'm a walker, so I like to walk and pray. You can sit and pray, you can stand, you can kneel, you can do it with your eyes open, eyes closed. Might be better with your eyes open if you want to read the scripture and pray it. But look what Samuel had said. He said, so Samuel said, this is 1 Samuel 15, 22. So Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? In other words, which should we be doing? Does he want these burnt offerings and sacrifices or obey the voice of the Lord? And he answers his own question. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. So as we pray this scripture, let's apply it to the ways that we sometimes disobey in our sacrifices. Now you might say, well, we don't sacrifice animals and things like that. No, but you have time. You sacrifice time, works. You sacrifice things that you do, effort, you know, all these things you sacrifice, but you may not be doing it according to what the Lord has told you. So what I want to do is let's just all pray this one scripture, however God leads in your heart, into obeying the voice of the Lord. Heavenly Father, as we look at this scripture, we know that you do not delight in the burnt offerings and the sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord. And Lord, I know that in my life, I know sometimes, Lord, that I have been disobedient. And I know, Lord, that when it comes to sacrifice of time and effort and other things, Lord, it is better to obey than to sacrifice. I know we sacrifice money sometimes. And Lord, I know we sacrifice time. And God, I know that you would rather have us to obey you in every way that you tell us. So Lord, I pray that you put it in us, instill in our hearts, open our mind and our ears and our hearts to receive your word. And Lord, and not only that, but to be doers of the word, to heed your voice, and because we know that you would rather have us to heed you than to do man's wisdom. So Heavenly Father, we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So yes, we want to have a life that is pleasing to our Savior. And so as we continue with this, we're going to pray scriptures. And how we live outside these walls, okay? This is the part that is probably going to touch on everybody. How we live outside these walls will either bring glory or shame to the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, having said that, it's probably not a hard thing to ask you, which one do you want to do? I definitely don't want to bring shame to the Lord. And then how we react to one another is something we have to deal with. And the world, believe it or not, the world is watching you. If you make of any mention, and some people just go out and blurt it out and say it out loud. Sometimes you just want to live it out. But if you blurt out loud that you're a Christian, you've made yourself a target. People are going to watch your life, and they're going to look for any slip up you make. Because I got a guy that watches me, and he says, you know, he'll point out when I make a fault or failure, or I get exasperated at him sometimes, and he can really get me exasperated sometimes. Because one day he said the only difference between ISIS and Christians is that we don't behead people. And I'm like, is that the only difference you can think of? Anyway, that was what he said to me, and I was so exasperated I couldn't keep my mouth shut after that. But he watches me. And I want to show him the love of Christ. So now that the political winds didn't go his way, oh, I could have hammered him on that. In 2016, I could have hammered him on that because he was hammering me hard about how the political winds were going to go. But I didn't. I just treated it as if it was an ordinary day, and I just was friends with him, and you know, and guess what? He's been good friends with me ever since. And now maybe in the 2020 elections, things may change totally. He may come back at me after that. I don't know. But the thing is, we want to live a life pleasing to our Savior. And so Paul tells us, so I want you to read this scripture. But actually, it's the very first one that grips me, and I'll probably put it back on that. Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. I often use that phrase in praying. I ask the Lord many, many times to help me to walk worthy of His name. Because I know how I live outside these doors is going to bring glory or shame to the name of Christ. And I never want to bring shame to Him. But remember this. So we'll come back to this one scripture here in a second. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. In Ephesians 4, verse 2. And this is hard for a lot of us with all lowliness and gentleness, and long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. And trust me, it's hard to put up with, that's what it means to bear with one another in love. It's hard to put up with people and their faults. In fact, honey, I'm going to tell on myself. I've made a couple of verbal boo-boos out loud and embarrassed Rhonda and said some things and have hurt her feelings in front of people. And every time I do that, I do apologize, but I take her to dinner.
Smart move.
Yeah. It tends to fix things. But the problem was I've had to do it twice in 1 week. And I called it the Earl Riggs Apology Tour, because I've been having to take her out to dinner, and yes, it costs me money, time, and effort. These are sacrifices that I'm willing to make for my dearly beloved. But it was, I have no excuse, obviously, but the thing is, I was caught at the wrong time. I think one time I didn't even realize I fell asleep. I was on the couch and I just leaned over and I fell asleep and then woke up like an hour and a half later, and I was, you know how you get groggy, and then all of a sudden something was asked or said, and I just came out with something, and it just embarrassed her, and I didn't mean to do that. Well, that's one of my faults. My fault is that I have trouble sometimes keeping this thing in check. James talks about our lips, our mouth, of putting a bridle in it. You know, can anybody control the tongue? You know, the tongue is a fiery little thing. What a great fire the tongue can create. Well, he was, I think mainly in context, he was talking more about, you know, in a large group setting, but even one-to-one relationship, me and my wife, I mean, the tongue can cause great harm. And I have trouble watching what I say. So, yes, the Earl Riggs Apology Tour will probably continue, and you'll get more dinners out of this, I'm sure. But I will do my best and save myself some money, maybe in the process. But no, with all lowliness and gentleness, how hard is it to come and apologize to somebody, especially one of your grandchildren? Oh my goodness. Sometimes I say something harsh to one of them, not knowing the full story, because maybe it was another kid that started it. And I'll get on to the one that I just happened to see doing something back. You know how one kid will poke you and then the other kid will smack the other one? Well, that's the one you see. Well, and then you say something and you find out, well, they didn't start it. And then you got to go back and you got to apologize for them for being so harsh on them and whatnot. That's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing for me to do. I don't know. To apologize for anything is difficult, but especially when it comes to something you do that's just so stupid. But here it says, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering. So, I mean, that lowliness and gentleness, you got to be able to lower yourself to their level and just say, I'm sorry, and just lay it all out there on the line and be gentle, and hopefully, and almost always, in every case of mine, they come back with forgiveness. And that's another thing I like about my grandchildren is they'll forgive me and it's over with. Now, I don't think about, I mean, they don't think about it anymore, but I do. I continue to think about it. But with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, and sure enough, they do. They bear with me quite a bit in love. But notice how he keeps going. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Oh my, if we could always keep this, the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I want to go back to this scripture though. And so, having read those, I would like you to pray with me that we would walk worthy of the Lord and not bring shame upon His name. So Heavenly Father, as we come to you, Lord, I've just confessed some of the times, Lord, to where I have let my tongue cause me pain and cause other people pain. And Lord, I bring shame to the name of Jesus Christ sometimes. I hate when I do that, Lord. I pray, God, that you will help me to walk worthy of your name, that when I go out here and I live my life as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, and that people who watch me, Lord, will see that Christ indeed lives within me. And so, Lord, may I let my light shine so that others will see and so that others will know that Christ is good and that God is good and that he exists. And Lord, that he is a rewarder for those who seek him. And so, Lord, I pray in everything I do outside these walls, I pray that the Spirit, that the Lord will help us keep the spirit of unity within the body of the church and in our families. And Lord, and I pray that you help us to be lowly and gentle. And God, that we will be long-suffering and bear one another's faults. And Lord, help us to mend our own faults, Lord. Help us to improve upon them. For we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Oh, I love praying the scriptures. The scriptures are a wonderful thing. And as you read the scriptures, as you study the scriptures, and I wish Jean was here tonight because I was been thinking a lot about what she asked, because I'm going through the Bible by reading so many chapters a night, but she was asking the question, is it better to read it or to take your time and study it and meditate on it? And the answer is yes to both questions. Get it in your head, read it, get it in your head. The Holy Spirit can bring back to your remembrance. But then when you find something that the Lord might be dealing with you on, and trust me, he will. His word is rich. His word is so very rich. I'm starting both places in the New Testament and the Old, and I'm just kind of reading linearly, straight through, and I'm just finding nuggets of things, and I'm realizing how human they were. even the story of Abraham, I could go on and on and on about that, but even the fact that when he went down to I think it was in Egypt, and he told that Sarah was his sister. Well, that God put a stop to cause it. He was afraid they'd kill him, and sure enough, they would have most likely. It's a funny thing down in Egypt. I don't think they liked divorce so much, but they would kill you for your wife. So they didn't so much not let you get a divorce, but they'd sure enough kill you. But anyway. The thing is, he told that, and it wasn't the right thing to do. It wasn't a good thing to do. So in every area of our life, there's always opportunities to do good. If you look hard enough, you can find all kinds of opportunities to do good. And because of that, it makes us responsible to do it. So if we know what is right, we are under an obligation to live up to that light. And failure to do so would be sin against God and against our neighbors and against ourselves. James put it this way, James 4:17. We'll pray this little prayer here. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. So let's pray this one scripture. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, Lord, we know that sometimes we see things that are good that we should do and must do, but sometimes we don't find the strength or the courage or the wherewithal to do it. And so, Lord, it becomes sin. And so, Father, rather than let that happen to us, I pray in the name of Jesus that when we see something that we can deal with, something that we can help, a way for an opportunity for us to do some kind of good and encourage and help people, Lord, I pray that you'll help us to do it and not to miss out on the opportunity. And Lord, so that it will not become a sin. And Lord, that we will bless people and that we will help people. And Lord, that we will expound on the name of Jesus Christ and just show the world how good and how great he is. Heavenly Father, thank you for these things. Thank you for showing yourself to us. we just love you, Lord. So I'm going to end with this one scripture. Well, actually, in the sermon portion, I have a video. I want to show you something here in just a minute. It's not quite 3 minutes, but it's almost. But this last scripture I want to read is the main one that I titled this message after. John 14 and 21, it says, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father." And I love this part. "And I will love him and manifest myself to him." You see, if you keep the commandments, keep the Lord's commands, he will reveal yourself to you. He will reveal himself to you. He will show, you could change it, instead of manifest, you could say, I will show myself, or I will reveal myself, or I will make myself plain to him. I mean, there's different ways you could word that, but what it means, if we love Jesus and his commandments and do them, notice that, He will manifest himself to him. That's us. So let's pray this one prayer. Heavenly Father, we know what you have said in the Word. We know your commandments that you have given us. And Lord, first of all, I pray that you help us keep them. Because if we keep them, Lord, it's a sign that we do love you. And Lord, we know that if we love you, we will be loved by the Father. Oh, and the best part of all, Lord, if we are loved, you says you will love us and you will manifest yourself to us. So Heavenly Father, help us to keep your commands. Help us, Lord, that as we read these scriptures and as we pray scriptures, Lord, that we recite them back to you, not because you don't know what they say, but that it encourages our hearts. Encourages our hearts to do better and to improve and to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lord, how I love you and how I want you to manifest yourself to me, Lord. God, I pray that you will reveal yourself in every way in my life. God, as best as I know how, I want to surrender my entire life, everything that I am, everything that I have. Surrender to you, Lord, to do as you will. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless everyone as you pray. And I want you to listen to this one video. And what I want you to notice, remember when I had been teaching about, based on the model of the Lord's Prayer, how we pray and we acknowledge God. First, we acknowledge God, and then we bring it down. We talk about, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We come bring it back down. Then we do inward, pray for our daily bread and for forgiveness of sins. Then we pray outward, for as protect us from the evil. Notice that all four of those elements are in this prayer that this woman makes. Has anybody here seen The War Room, the movie, The War Room? You have? Oh, good.
I haven't.
You haven't seen it?
No.
This was one of the scenes that had everyone in the theater whooping and hollering and hallelujah and praying. And I mean, it was just great. I hope you enjoy it. We'll end our service with this, and then we'll close in prayer.
You've done it again, Lord. You've done it again. You are good and you are mighty and you are merciful. And you keep taking care of me when I don't deserve it. Praise you, Jesus. You are Lord. Give me another one, Lord. Guide me to who you want me to help. Raise up more that will call upon your name. Raise up those that love you and seek you and trust you. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up. Lord, we need a generation of believers who are not ashamed of the gospel. We need an army of believers, Lord, that hate to be lukewarm and will stand on your word above all else. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up. I pray for unity among those that love you. I pray that you open their eyes so that they can see your truth, Lord. I pray for your hand of protection and guidance. Raise up a generation, Lord, that will take light into this world, that will not compromise when under pressure, that will not cower, Lord, when others fall away. Raise them up, Lord, that they will proclaim that there is salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Raise up warriors, Lord, who will fight on their knees, who will worship you with their whole hearts, Lord. Lord, call us to battle, that we may proclaim you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I pray these things with all my heart.
Oh my goodness. I've watched that, I don't know how many times today, and I can't watch it without crying. Oh Lord, call us to battle on our knees. Amen. Call us to battle. Oh, what a wonderful thing. And man, oh man, when she prayed that, we were in the theater and I heard it for the first time. Everybody was yelling and thanking the Lord and praising the Lord. What a great place to see out in a movie theater, people praising the Lord. Amen. Oh, gosh, it was so good. It was so good. If you would, please stand. I hope that was a good note to end on here. If you want prayer after we close out the CD, please come forward. We'll be happy to pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, that you are raising up a generation, that you are raising up people who will pray. Lord, I pray that you make this house a house of prayer, Lord. And Lord, I pray that in the coming days, as we learn to pray, as we gain more experience in praying, that Lord, that you will show yourself strong and show yourself mighty. And Lord God, I pray that the salvation of Jesus Christ, Lord, will touch people's hearts and lives in the soon coming days, Lord. I pray that you will bring people, Lord, who will become believers. And Lord, that we will reach out to them, Lord, that we will touch people's hearts and lives where they are. And God, that we will bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Lord, that we will show them, Lord, that there is a better way. Yes. Almighty God, yes. Give us that power, that strength, that courage, that boldness to go out and proclaim Jesus Christ. Yes. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God.